Well, hello everybody. I guess I have to start with like the hello familia thing or whatever you guys were making fun of me about. What was that, like 3 weeks ago that we were talking? Yeah, 3 weeks ago. Or 2 weeks ago. Quite frankly, I don't know. Oh well. Alrighty, so this week was a freaking sweet week. Except for it was super fast. It went by like crazy fast. I can't even believe that it's already P-Day again. Well, almost. It's Sunday night. But still. So let's see, this week. Monday was pretty awesome. I kind of told you about it a little bit, maybe not actually. But what we did was we had our district activity, which we went to a super sweet place called República de los. Ay, perdón. I just drank like a big smoothie thing and it was good. And so I had to like burp or something. I don't know. Okay, sorry. We had our activity where we went to República de los Niños, and that was pretty awesome. It was just kind of like a big, like, little park thing. Like, I don't know, I sent pictures last week, but it was funny because you walked into this thing and it's like this huge, like, themed place that's pretty sweet, but there's like nobody there. Like, it's completely dead. Like, literally, not even anybody's there. And so it was funny because you could just run around and do whatever the crap, whatever we wanted. Because, there was nobody. It was pretty sweet. So we went and, we had, a race. They had, these bleacher things, and then we, raced up the bleachers and, did fun stuff. It was great. And then we took, some pictures and stuff. Oh yeah, and then we went to Walmart. That was sweet because Walmart's awesome and it's cheap and it's Walmart. And yeah. It was super great. They sell like legit donuts and stuff. It's good. It's a good place. Then after we went to Walmart, we came back and finished out the rest of our P-Day, and then when we went out to go teach, we were walking out, and we like they have these things called parrillos, and it's just like there's a house on the corner and or like in like the middle of this long street, and then you like have to go down like this little alleyway thing back to the houses. I don't know, it's called a parrillo, but I don't, or no, maybe parrillo is grill. Pasico? Paris? Paris? Pariso? I don't know. No, Pariso? I'm pretty sure it's grill. Freak, I don't know what it's called anymore. Well, whatever. As you can tell, I am still very much learning Spanish. But yeah. So then what happened was we went down this Pasico? Pasico? I don't know. Pasillo. Pasillo. That's what it's called. Pasillo. And what happened was this guy comes walking behind us. Like, we go all the way down. We, like, not clap the house. And then we're, like, standing there waiting for a second. And then all of a sudden we look back in this alley. And this guy starts walking towards us. And he's holding a chainsaw in his hand. And just has, like, this blank expression on his face. Just kind of like walking like a zombie towards us. Doesn't say anything or anything. And we're just me and other Chandler are just standing there like, dude, like, is this guy gonna kill us with his chainsaw? It was kind of funny. But then he just comes walking up and he's like, "What do you guys want?" We're like, "Oh, hi, like, we're the missionaries. We just wanted to talk with you because we have on our list that we somebody lives here we've talked with in the past." And he's like, "Oh yeah, it's me. You've already talked with me. Come back another day." We're like, okay, sweet. And we left. He actually ended up being a nice guy, but it was funny because it was just like we got cornered in this alleyway by a guy who's just like carrying his chainsaw. I don't even know why he had a chainsaw, but whatever. But yeah, it was just fun. So that was good. Alright, and then Tuesday. Tuesday was fun. We had... Oh yeah, it was awesome. We had our district meeting. And then we had the Viajeros come. Or their Guyman and Elder Sandberg. They're the new Viajeros this transfer. And they're one was from Logan and one's from St. George. And they're super chill. So it was fun because we just kind of, like, they came and did splits with us or whatever. But what happened was after the district meeting, we were, like, walking around in, like, the middle of La Plata because, like, we were at the other capilla. That's, like, in the middle of La Plata. And so we went and we were going to look for a place because there's a pizza place that sells pizzas for, like, 20 pesos, which is... like 5 pesos more than a dollar, which is like nothing. That's like super cheap. And so like walked around like all over La Plata trying to find this stupid place, and then we finally found it. We went in, we got pizzas, we ate like a whole pizza each. It was great. And then finally we went back to the pinch, and then I ended up going with Elder Guyman, which he's the one that's from Logan. And he actually knows Elder Tolman. They went to the same school and stuff. So that was kind of funny. Elder Guyman's a super cool guy. And so it was way fun. We were able to just go and... we were looking for people like... menos activos. Like less active members. As well as like... like inactive members and stuff, because that weekend this weekend we were gonna have a capilla abierta, and then we also Wednesday we were gonna have a 25th of May party, because like the 25th of May here is like their flag day or Independence Day or something. So they had like a big word activity. And so what happened was we were just trying to look for people to like invite to that or to those two activities. And while we were walking, there's like this kid. ¿Qué pasa? There's this kid that came and was like walking on the other side of the road. And I think he had like some kind of special needs or something, but he, like, looked at me and Elder Guyman, and he's like, te conozco, te conozco. Just like, I know you, or, like, it was weird. It was freaking weird. And we, like, looked at him, and we're like, Elder Guyman's like, do you know him? And we're like, no, I've never seen that guy in my life. And it was kind of weird. But, yeah, so that was fun. And then we kept... just, like, walking down the street, looking for people, and then nothing else happened, so, there you go. No. Let me think. There's one thing. Oh, yeah, and then it was awesome. So, we went, so, our investigator, Nestor, it's been, like, a couple weeks since we've been able to talk to him, but we found out that apparently his mom was a baptized member of the church, and... his dad, well, and he lives at his mom and dad's house. And well, his dad isn't a member, and his mom is menos activo, well, inactivo. And so what we're doing is now we're teaching the parents and him and stuff. And so that was good. We had, like, a really awesome lesson. We just kind of talked about perseverar hasta el fin. Like, what is it called? endure to the end, like enduring to the end and stuff. And so that was good, because it was just kind of like, hey, like, you've already been baptized, now let's get you to persevere. That was good. Then, let's see, the 25th, oh, the 25th, this was, jueves, Thursday. So, Thursday, no, this is Wednesday. Wednesday, we had our zone conference, which was really cool. We went in the morning, and it was, like, super cool because the president came down, President Nunez, and we talked about, like, things that we need to work on and stuff. It was awesome. President, at the end, he was like, on your name tag, you have two names. He's like, you have your name, like your family's name. You have the name of Jesus Christ. And he's like, you should be working hard enough out here to make both of those names proud or whatever. Just basically was like, and then he was also like, make a name for yourself. And it was cool. And then it was funny. So then after this activity, we had like a big lunch and stuff. But the lunch ended up just being the same pizza that we got the day before. Because it's just super cheap and super good. So yeah. And then they brought like pizza and ice cream and cake and stuff. Oh, it was great. And then, yeah, so it was cool to talk with the asistentes and the president, mission president and stuff in that meeting. We learned a ton. And then after that meeting, we didn't really have much time to do anything, because it went for pretty much like all the day. So then the whole like last little bit of the night, we just were doing like Ollie base, trying to look for people, which was good because we need more people to teach always. Alright, and then, okay, the 26th, when was that? That would be Thursday. Yes, Thursday. Thursday was pretty awesome. So the morning was pretty slow. Not much happened in the morning. We were just trying to pass by, like, some Antiguos and Futuros and stuff. But then it was cool. So we had a really awesome experience. So one of the hermanas in our ward, well, one of the families in our ward is like a part member family. Well, we didn't know because like the hermana, like she comes to church all the time, but she's not a member. And she's, like, taking the lessons and stuff, but she, like, had doubts about it or something, and so she didn't get baptized. Well, we heard one night when we were, or one lunch when we were sitting and eating with one of the families here, that she wanted to get baptized. We're like, oh, sweet. So we go over, and we went over to their house, and then they were like, oh, yeah, you should come back this day or whatever. So then it, like, kind of kept getting pushed back and back and back, until finally we just went over on Thursday. And it was awesome. We shared the, restoration, and it was really awesome. Her whole family was there, and, like, it was cool because me and Elder Chandler, we just kind of, like, shared the lesson, and then, like, we kind of shared a little bit of our testimony, and then we were like, hey, like, your family should share their testimony. And so then we had like her family share their testimony about it. And it was like super powerful and super awesome. And it's really cool because her daughter, so the one that's not the member, her daughter, is getting ready to leave on a mission to, Paraguay. And so it was really cool because like, she's probably going to be here. Oh, Oh, yeah. So we told her the whole lesson, and then at the end of the lesson, like, we asked her to be baptized, if she'll be baptized on the 18th of June. And she's like, yeah, I'll be baptized. We're like, sweet. So then we went and, like, and then, oh, what am I, where was I going with that? I don't remember where I was going with that. But, sure. Yeah, so. And then, it was just kind of cool, like, because the mom started, like, the daughter just, like, started crying because, like, her mom is finally, like, accepting the gospel. And, like, it was just awesome seeing how, like, sharing this message just, like, brings families together. And, it was awesome. It was so sweet. And so, yeah, so we've got another person with a date. Woohoo! We're going to be baptizing, like, all of Tolosa by the end of this. No, and then, let's see, Friday, I don't think much happened Friday. We had the Viejeros come over again in the nighttime. And that was fun. Because we, like, drank mate together and partied and stuff. No. We actually just went to bed because we're tired. As you can probably tell with me. But it's good. It's a good tired. So then Saturday was really sweet. We had a capilla abierta, which is like a big open house. It's like literally means open chapel. So that was sweet because so the idea of these things is, like, invite just, like, a ton of people and get, like, a bunch of people to go to the church and stuff. So the idea of it's really awesome. The problem is, like, nobody came. But it was really, it's because it was raining and it was cold. And when it's raining and cold, Argentines don't like to do anything. So, like, we didn't get anybody to come to it. But it was actually awesome because both me and Elder Chandler and Elder Tolman and Elder Hill, we both had investigators that ended up coming. And so it was really cool to, like, share a little bit with them and whatnot. But, yeah, that was sweet. So, yeah. Yeah, so the capilla abierta, like, me and other Chandler, we were in charge of talking about, like, baptism. And, like, why baptism's important. And that was sweet. But, yeah. Then, it was just kind of, like, a cool activity to just work with the missionaries and, like, that are in other, like, in our district, and we were able to bring a couple people. There was, like, this, it was funny, like, the missionaries just found, like, this guy on the road, or on the street. He was, like, this, like, straight up black guy from Africa, or something, that, like, spoke French. So I don't know where they speak French in Africa, but they've got to speak French somewhere in Africa. But it was cool, because he spoke French. But it was stunk because, like, we don't speak French. And he didn't really understand Spanish too well. So, that was fun. We had to, like, pull up the videos in French and stuff. But he seemed like he had a good time, so that was good. But, yeah. And then today was pretty awesome. We had church, which is always a good thing. I love to go to church because it's just kind of like a moment that you can just kind of, I don't know, chill, like, not like relax because you've still got, like, you're still in charge of, like, teaching and stuff, but, like, I don't know, It's good. But then after church, we went and did some visits with some of the like some of the members that are in our ward. We went and we visited a less active hermana, and then after that we went and taught so we went and taught the less active. Sorry, I'm tired. Maybe tomorrow I'll have to take a nap. No. Yeah, and then we went, after we did the visits, we went and we taught Hermana Sanchez, which is the part member family. We taught her again, which was a really awesome lesson. Like, we just talked about the gospel, and we talked about, you know, why we have baptism and why we have these things. And so we read, like, 2 Nephi 31 with her about Christ's baptism and why we need to be baptized. And it was really powerful. And then at the end, we were like, you know, you should just pray about these things and, like, you'll receive your answer and stuff. And then she kind of, like, broke down and she's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to, like, go as fast. Like, I just need time and stuff. And we're like, oh, perfect. Like, that's why we're here, is to, like, take time and to teach you and stuff. Like, it's a process. She's like, yeah, like, I don't have, like, the amount of experience. She's like, I don't have, like, my whole lifetime building up or whatever. And so we're like, yeah, obviously, like, we don't expect you to be perfect or something. But, yeah. So, yeah, fun stuff. Sorry, I'm over-listening a story that sounds like it's juicy from Elder Chandler. I'm like... So, yeah, that's that. This week was pretty awesome. It was so fast. Like, I don't even know how it's already Sunday, quite frankly. We were just working hard and time went by quick. And we also had a bunch of meetings, so that made it go by fast too. But yeah, good stuff. Oh, and then also, before I forget, next week on Thursday, I get to go into Capital because my stupid passport's messed up and there's a space in it, so I have to go get possibly a new passport, so I have to go to the embassy in Capital and get it all fixed up. So yeah, there you go. Well, the church will pay for it also if I have to get a new one, so that's good. So yeah, I hope that ends up being cool. I hear Capital is like super pretty, so I'm excited to go see what it's like. But yeah, man, I'm just looking down on this recorder thing, and if there's 9 recordings, that means I've been here for 9 weeks. That's crazy. Feels like maybe 9 days. But it also feels like I've been here for eternity. It's awesome. Every day, like, just gets better. Like, I start to understand people more. I start to... like, feel more, like, at home. I just, it's so awesome. I love it. It's like, we were talking with the Viajeros and stuff, because, like, this is our last transfer, so they're going home in, like, 2 weeks. And, like, man, it just, I got so much, like, time ahead of me that it's super awesome. Like, I hope I just enjoy it. Like, I don't know. It was just cool. They were like, just don't, like, live your mission through the whole mission. Like, don't have a time where you, like, look back and you're like, man, I wish I would have enjoyed myself at that point. And I was like, man, that's good advice. But luckily, I've never had a point on my mission where I've been like, man, this stinks. I've always been like so pumped. It's so fun. It's just like such fun work. Like, you just get to just talk to people all day and learn about them and their family and their history and their... it's just cool. I mean, learning Spanish is just like even that much more fun. But yeah, well, this is kind of a long one, so I guess I'll wrap it up because I need to go to bed. I'm very tired. So, well, I love you all very much, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace out.